We don't know for sure just how disks form. It seems very difficult. Computer simulations, you're often told from the simulations they form disks quite straightforwardly these days with these big computers. In fact, if you look at the details of the disks they form, they don't form disks that look anything like real galaxies. So we don't actually know how these disks form, but it seems to be intimately related to the dark halo. Now, galaxies have gigantic dark halos that extend around them. That's a fundamental prediction of cosmology. So, for example, our galaxy has a size of 100,000 light years, yet its dark halo is at least 7 or 8 times larger than that. Extends halfway to the next galaxy. It's absolutely huge. So cosmology tells us, we have never yet observed this fact really, but cosmology tells us that these dark halos are enormous. So the disk forms within that dark halo somehow, in the middle of that dark halo, at the center of it. So to the question then of what do we learn, well, the fact that these disks are even larger already to our mind demonstrates the dark halos are likely to be much larger as well, that these would be rotating in much the same way as the stars are further in, and that you would still infer the presence of dark matter all the way to the edge of our new disk. So if you've doubled the radius, you've made the volume of the dark halo 8 times larger. So you've inferred the presence of at least 8 times more mass in dark matter. So this supports the idea that dark halos are in fact much larger than we thought. And in fact, it may be the disk keeps on going. The disk just gets bigger. The more and more we look for it, the disk is there even further out. Maybe the disk goes all the way to the edge of this dark halo, which is 8 times larger than we see in our own galaxy. And so we're going to be looking for that. But you can also be sure that as you go further and further out, the number of stars gets less and less, so it gets harder and harder to see them against the background universe,